This is Graham Roberts, and you're listening to the Hotspur Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mickey Hazard, and you're listening to the Hotspur Podcast.
I'm a shouty man, and you're listening to the Hotspur Podcast. Okay?
Hi, I'm Wyatt Wendells from Planet Rock Radio, and this is the Hotspur Podcast.
Hi, this is Daniel Wynn. Welcome to the Hotspurs podcast. I'm the Spurs commentator for Spurs TV and also trustee of the Tottenham Tribute Trust.
Hi, I'm the Spurs pod, and here's a quick message from me to you. Click on iTunes, subscribe to the Hotspurs podcast, and then just leave a nice review. You're listening to the Hotspurs podcast.
Well, we're up shot Tottenham, we are the Super Spurs. Everybody knows we're the football connoisseurs.
You're listening to the Hotspurs podcast, the Ginger Pele of Tottenham shows, with ex-model Colin McGee and Steve Robinson. We are live from Leon C in Essex and Northern Ireland. This is the Hotspurs podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Hotspurs podcast. It is the 13th of August 2013. I'm Steve and he's got Colin. He is in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, I'm doing good, mate. I'm doing good. Hopefully you're having a lovely holiday out there. Lucky for some.
Bit too hot. Too many beers. Let's not talk about that. Fantastic. Back very soon to, what's it like? All gloomy over there, or is it all right?
Yeah, I think it's been okay over here. You know, it's obviously the good weather, I think, disappeared on us now, but hey, the Premier League starts this weekend, so I think we're all going to be well and truly happy again.
Yeah, fantastic. No, I can't wait. Obviously, a few soppy friendlies that we've had to endure. Nothing too much to shout about in those. Apart from obviously, seeing Soldado. That was exciting, wasn't it? I thought he came on and he looks pretty tasty.
Yeah, he really does. What sort of surprised me maybe about him was maybe the size of the guy. Now, obviously, going from watching on TV, he wasn't as big as what I thought he might have been. But, you know, he looked, you know, very strong. You know, obviously, he holds the ball up well. He's got a great first touch. So it was just great to see a world-class number nine wearing a Spurs top again. And I think, I don't think Addy was even there, you know. But, he definitely looked the part, and it was great to well. Was looking good on the ball, looking strong. So happy days.
Where is Adebayor? It's like personal reasons he didn't go to Monaco and all this sort of stuff. I'm not going to go through all that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Anthony Ferro had commented. He had made a bit of a comment about him the other week on the Facebook, and then I noticed he had put another post up to say it was almost like an apology that he had heard that possibly Adebayor's brother had died. But I don't know if these rumours are true. You know, I haven't really noticed too much on Twitter.
Yeah.
If that is the case, then obviously, you know, that is serious personal problems.
Yeah.
Don't know whether it's true.
Yeah, I mean, people do quite rightly, try and look into these things and find out what's going on. And but as I've said before, you know, if you start, you know, analysing every little thing, you do yourself an injury, but we'll see what happens on that front. Look, you know, Soldado looks good. I went to a shop the other day here, and I saw the front cover of a FIFA 2013 game, and there's Messi, and next to him is Soldado, obviously from this season in the Valencia shirt. So, you know, I think the England one has got, is it Joe Hart and Chamberlain on or something?
Yeah, Gareth Bale, I think's on it as well.
No, that's the new one.
Oh, the new one, yes, yeah, so for last year.
Last season's one. So, you know, he's a massive, massive, star to be on the front cover of their FIFA thing. So that's, I think we've got a massive star here. And as I also said on the last show that, you know, I was speaking to a guy out here, a Spanish waiter, Sports Atletico Madrid, and he said that, you know, the only thing is all he wants to do is score goals, and I was like, you know, bingo, that's exactly what we want. So he looks good. I thought just touching on that last game, we won't worry about the Monaco game too much. It was barely a third side that we put out there, but the Espanyol game, we just passed it around a little bit too much, didn't you think? Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did watch the whole game. Yeah, it was. It was just a typical pre-season friendly, wasn't it?
It was all being too nice to each other, weren't they, in that second half?
Yeah,
yeah. They went pass. It's like someone put your foot through it.
Yeah. No, I think it was. And I remember a few, 3 or 4 years ago, being in London for the weekend, and the Liberty went over to watch the Spurs pre-season match. I think it was against Mallorca or somebody like that. And it was so hard to sit there in the stadium and get excited about it. But
yeah.
Obviously, with the three new players, I didn't mention him either, the new guy, Chadley.
Yeah.
You know, he looks as if he could be a real strong, good player for us as well.
Do you know what I liked about him? Whenever he passed it, he kind of tried to curl it, you know, into the player's path.
Yeah.
Whereas Lennon's a bit flat-footed, it's a straight pass. He was like, you know, he was trying. I think he could be a little match winner there.
Oh, I definitely do.
On a few occasions.
And he's a big, big, powerful player as well, you know, which is something else that we need, because when you look across the pitch from us, sometimes we do look quite you know, small, you know, as a bit, you know, as a team. But then again, you know, what happens at half time? Mr. Kabul comes back, and of course Sandro. How good was it to see him coming back on the pitch, Steve?
Oh, fantastic! Although I missed his blue hair.
He's got no hair anymore.
No. What about Andros Townsend? What a fantastic effort he had towards the end.
Yeah. Again, but is he not suspended, Steve?
Yeah, you might. What for the?
For match I think he's
no,
I think he's banned for about 4 months.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because of this betting scandal.
Okay, that's a shame. Right, we won't worry about him for the moment then. But you know, he obviously wanted to show that he's still about. Okay, so the game coming up on Sunday, it's live, isn't it? Which is great.
Yeah.
Get to watch it if you haven't got a ticket. And away at Crystal Palace, could be worse, could be better, I suppose. But you know, it's not too bad. So what we obviously want to do here is talk about what team you'd play. About a million players to choose from. What's your starting 11, Cole?
I know. I've been thinking about it, and it's been so difficult. Just, you know, it's been announced there. Gareth Bale, I noticed yesterday on Sky that he was training with Wales, but on his own with the guy. Obviously, they're saying that he is injured. He won't play for Wales tomorrow night. So, you know, I think, to be honest, the guy's not going to play for us at the weekend. You know, so we have to look at a team, obviously, without Gareth Bale. But I think, you know, I'll go for Hugo Lloris, Kyle Walker. I'd go for Dawson and Kabul with Danny Rose. Looks like it's going to be the left back. I would probably have went maybe for Benny, but obviously he hasn't played in pre-season, so you have to go for Rose.
Yeah, the Tongan's injured.
For Tongan's injured, that's right. Midfield, it's going to be Lennon. I would like the Polinio and Dembele. I don't know if Sandro will start. I think he might end up sort of on the bench.
Yeah. Would you, if fully fit though, would you play those three? Sandro, Dembele and Paulinho, yeah?
Definitely. You know, that would be my three, would be Dembele, Paulinho, Sandro, and then it's looking like it'll be Soldado up front with maybe Lennon and maybe Chadley.
If
Bale's not there. So, you know, I think whatever way it goes, Steve, you know, we're going to have a strong team, and it's nice to have, you know, two or three new players there. Usually at this time of the season, a bit like what Arsenal are doing at the minute. There's been nobody signed. It's still all been rumours, and we're going to have a cool start of the season. I've got nobody fresh.
I mean, that's amazing, you know, that Arsenal that haven't bought those players. All that talk, all that, you know, it's just and you turn around to them and sort of say, well, you know, I thought you was buying players. Well, you know, all the excuses come out, you know, and all this Luis Suarez stuff. I mean, it's hilarious. You know, the mere fact that they've made these bids and they're talking about him, you know, and the thing is, Suarez is even making it worse for himself. I mean, at least if Bale has said, I want to go, he's not saying it to the press, you know, he's being professional about it.
Yeah.
Suarez, not only is he doing all this stuff, he's now acting like a petulant child and being really unprofessional. And Arsenal are still saying they want to buy him. I mean, talk about a complete 360 in terms of, or 180, in terms of, you know, their attitude towards what players, you know, Arsenal-type players. So that's hilarious. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's lots of players they have left out. You know, really good players who have had a great pre-season. Sigurdsson, you know, obviously has played pretty well. And he looks up for it. I mean, there's a bit of a bromance going on with him and Soldado, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
You've got Holtby as well. We haven't seen him. You know, he's obviously played in the under 21 where he's German captain, looked fantastic. You know,
I heard a bit of a rumor there the other day that maybe that Hopi might be coming back. Heard that one of the German teams, it wasn't Schalke who we got it from, but I heard a bit of a rumor that he might be coming back over to Germany.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's not, you know, gonna play many games for us, if we don't think he's ready, you know, they've looked at him and said he's not ready. I mean, I think, you know, from what I saw last season, I was quite impressed. You know, he wasn't really given much of a run out, but I think we should keep him. And you know, the trouble is, what we've found over the last couple of seasons is we loan these players out, and then straight away someone gets injured.
We discussed him on the last show. I think I brought him up to say, where's this guy going to fit in this year? And it is a big worry for Lewis Hopi, and I do, as you say, I like the guy as well. But when you look at the likes of Polino and Dembele and Sandro, I mean, there's this other new guy, you know, from... is it Kapu?
Yeah.
A Kapur that they're talking about, this defensive midfielder they're going to spend 9 to 10 million on.
Yeah.
You know, that guy obviously isn't coming just to make up numbers.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe there is. Maybe Hopi's come in and he just hasn't been as strong as what AVB thought. So.
Yeah. But I mean, that midfield of Dembele, Sandro, and Paulinho, you know, if we get 50% of games with those three, we'll be lucky. Because Spurs just simply don't play their full strength midfield, you know, let alone their full strength side. They don't play their full strength, you know, attacking or midfield for any game. Certainly they don't play the back four for more than two games in a row, because just the injuries always happen. So, you know, we will need other players of quality to come in and not just, you know, bit part players who you think, there's a weak link there, you know, and you end up losing the game, and it's normally that guy that's given the ball away or something. Huddleston.
I think it's going to be a really interesting game on Sunday, because, you know, I for one, I'm really confident about the match on Sunday. For the first time in a long time, usually, you know, going away to a newly promoted side, always going to be a difficult start, but you know, when you read out some of those names, and those names that aren't in the starting 11.
Yeah, Defoe.
You know, Defoe, you know, what a strong squad, as you said, Siggy.
Yeah.
You know, Sigurdsson, I thought he was outstanding on Saturday in the friendly. You know, there's a guy that might not start. So, we need to be going to Crystal Palace, you know, making a bit of a statement here at the beginning. And I'm quite sure that we can. And then, if Gareth Bale does hang about and he... You know, we're still there. You know, we're only going to be even stronger. But I do believe there's still another two or three players still to come in.
Yeah, possibly.
Into this team.
Possibly. And you've got players there now, also like your Carl Norton's, your Tom Huddleston's, who, you know, they're at that stage in their career now, and Danny Rose, you know, if he does go with Benny, who are going to be, you know, they're not rookies anymore, are they? They're playing, certainly not Tom. You know, that they're going to be wanting to get themselves in that team. So, you know, all I say is, great, when you get your chance, prove it, come in, you know, don't do what David Bentley did, which was when he got his chance in Europa, moped about and shrugged his shoulders and, you know, wasn't interested. You know, come in and do it for us, because we'd like nothing more than for some of these players to step up and be fantastic for us, you know, and establish themselves in the team. You know, if Danny Rose can push out Benny, you know, obviously it's back and forth, you know, generally, you know, if it was a cup final, you know, you'd go with Benny, wouldn't you? Because we know that he can play really well. But, you know, if Danny Rose can overtake him because we know his faults, that's great. Even Carl Norton, you know, if he steps in, you know, him and Walker were on level pegging, you know, only a season ago. Now Walker's really come on, and I thought he was fantastic against Espanyol, wasn't he? Want to see that more coming forward. I love all that. That's the Spurs way, isn't it? You know, getting the fullbacks forward. If Carl Norton can do that as well. And if Tom decides, you know, this is the season for me, what's he now, 25, 26?
That's right.
Yeah, this is his season. If he wants to start Spurs, he's got to come in, he's got to put a shift in, and he's got to have shots and all those things that he's good at, and not just hit one or two Hollywood passes and, you know, that's it. You know, take a bow, son. No. You know, you've got to establish yourself in that midfield. And if he can... You know, and put Paulinho back on the bench, you know, fantastic, no problem.
Yeah, no, as you say, it's going to be really interesting. You know, there's no real rookies in the squad, and everybody, you know, needs to be up for it. But, you know, I was speaking to a couple of guys, and even if Gareth Bale does go, which, you know, it's still up in the air. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, I still believe we're really, really strong, Steve. I really do. And, you know, I can't see any reason why we won't be up there, you know, definitely fighting for it again this season. And again, over the last few weeks there, like, people have been on holiday, so on, you know, Sky Sports have been showing all these, you know, the premier years, you know, watching, you know, from like year, you know, 1999 season and things like that. And every time, Spurs were hardly featured.
No.
And, you know, they show the league tables, and we're Spurs, oh, they're 11th, minus 5 goals, you know. And then the next season, you know, you watch the next one, Spurs are maybe 8th. And when we, you know, we all need to look back to those years and go, you know, we were just a middle of the league team, you know. And now, constantly here, every year, we're up fighting for top four.
Yeah.
And what a squad, you know, the one I watched last week, I forget who it was, but it was Jason Dazell and Andy Simpson, you know, all these kind of guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, oh my goodness, look at us now, you know, we've got Soldado, we've Polino, we've Gareth Bale, you know, there's just stars all, you know, Hugo Lloris, who nobody ever mentions.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, you know, so we're very, very
Vertonghen,
fortunate. Vertonghen,
Dawson, Kabul, all these players. You know, and sitting on the bench, you know, you've got a little goal scorer ready to come on, ready to prove himself in Defoe. You know, Vajor, if he fancies playing football, which I, you know, we question whether he actually wants to or not. But when he does, you know, what a handful he can be. And all these players, all these fringe players again. You know, Sigurdsson won't want to sit on the bench for too long.
That's right.
So you know, it's interesting.
It's great, and you know, just to quickly chat about Adi Vajor, Steve. You know, there's another pre-season where this guy hasn't been involved. You know, what is going on?
I saw him at Colchester, and he motioned to the bench on about 18, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the message looked as if sort of like, come on, you know, I've done me 20 minutes. You know, I've got to go out tonight. What's going on? You said I only had to pay 20 minutes. You know, and that was his body language. That was his sort of motioning. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, oh, God. God's sake, you
know.
You're not interested.
It's crazy. Well, but let's say we shall see what happens on us. Yeah. Can I do a couple of wee quick shout out things?
Please do,
just first of all, again, I've mentioned it on previous shows, the Saving Stacey appeal. Again, guys, just keep following there on Twitter. I know there's loads of people out there. I know there's Mrs. Ruby Light, you know, that's doing I think it's a cycle or a trek. So guys, just on Twitter, and you know, it's the hashtag Saving Stacey. A big Spurs fan there, so just check that one there out. The other one was, I just wanted to give a quick mention out to yourself and Flav for the last show. I thought it was a brilliant show, mate. Really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. Flav, I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get on, but just with work commitments and things there. So, like, really enjoyed it. And also, I know Andrew done the poem on the last show, and I thought it was brilliant. Really good. And I think there's been another poem maybe sent in by Davey. That we'll get out from a guy, a big Spurs supporter in Canada.
It's fantastic. So, all those shows are great.
Yeah, really, really good. And as I say, just guys, just on Facebook and Twitter, you know, keep spreading the word and liking us. The other just last thing I just want to mention is obviously fantasy football. I put it back on the Facebook page last night, the code's in there again. I think, Steve, we have nearly 200 people in the league already.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Last year, I think with 78, I think with definitely over 200, and it's been a great, great thing. Guys, it kicks off this weekend, so get in, you know, try. I think you were late last year, Steve, if I'm right.
Missed the first game.
You missed the first couple of weeks, you know, so you'd never had a chance for it to catch me. So, look, guys, get in there early. If you want to try and beat myself and Steve in this league and finish above us, get in there this week. Don't let us get the advantage, because Steve's in from the start this year, and I think you're up for it this time.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give it a go this year. Sound quality on this show, by the way, might not be quite as good, but it will be back to normal in a week or two, just because of internet issues and what have you. But yeah, the show with Flav was brilliant, because I don't think he was aware that I was going to ask him sort of questions about his show and what he says on his show and what have you. But he was great because you know when he makes all his points and what have you, and then he shows a bit of humility with it, going, I should stop moping around really and complaining and just get on and watch the team and all this. But it was really good, and the Fighting Cock is back as well. That's an excellent show to listen to, particularly for the younger fans, because it's that sort of culture which is good, and they are honest as well. You know, a lot of them they asked questions about Bale, I think, on this one, and they said they think he's going to go. So they're not all head in the clouds. Oh, it's Spurs is the only way. They do talk about other clubs, and they've got a realization. Tottenham Football Fancast is great as well.
Yeah,
hope to see a bit more of Andrew. I don't know if the Bell and Hare was open on Saturday.
No, I think I've seen an old Dan maybe posted something about it, and I don't think it was open.
No,
so I don't know what's going on there.
I think for the we're talking about where we're going to have a drink next week. Possibly the Pride of Tottenham. It's certainly nearest to where I sort of walked through.
Yeah, there's the Bill Nicks there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, just the Bill Nicks over the other side. So I'll probably won't make that, but we'll talk about that next week. So that's good. That's another excellent show. There's a couple of other Spurs shows. I listen to them all. They're all very different. It's good fun to listen to. And I listen to the Arsenal shows as well, so you don't have to. Right, so we've got predictions. Let's do some predictions then.
Let's do predictions.
Let's do a couple of predictions. No problem with that. What's your prediction for Sunday?
For Sunday, I think Spurs are going to win 2-1.
Okay.
Go 2-1 to Spurs.
All right, I'll go with a 1-0, but unconvincing. One of these games that we sneak the win. Maybe with an early goal, but then it's back to the wall and all that. ABB desperate to get the result and won't push people on. I'll go for a 1-0, but unconvincing.
I'll put one out there. I think a bit like Saturday, which was quite strange, I think we might actually get a penalty game.
Yeah.
In the first game, and Mr. Soldado will slot it away to give us a 2-1 victory. So that would be nice. It would just be great to get off the 3 points.
Yeah.
Because no matter what anybody says, we do have a difficult start. Palace away isn't going to be easy. It's a London derby. They're newly promoted. Swansea at home is not going to be easy at all, as we know from last year.
Yeah,
they'll come up and play football. And then obviously we've got the Scum, in our third game. But it'll be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting, mate. And I'm delighted that it's all back, and we get back to enjoying our Saturdays and Sundays again.
Yeah. I'll still be calling them Arsenal, by the way, because
it's okay.
I'm still a teacher, and that's what I refer to them as.
I'm a teacher as well, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I'm drinking?
Look, I'll be calling them whatever I want to call them, and it'll be a little bit of a mixture throughout the season. It's all a bit of fun, guys. Absolutely. All a bit of fun.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We're going to do this weekly, this show, as we have done before. That's the prediction for Saturday. What about in general then? As we know, the Arsenal will change their view on things as they go through the season. Obviously, they're talking about titles at the moment and possibly doing the quadruple. That will slowly dwindle down until the last two games of the season when it's, we just want to finish above Spurs. That's all we ever wanted. No, it isn't. Keep changing your mind. But for us, we've got a couple of targets, haven't we? I guess one of them, if they come off, is what we want. I mean, what do we want for this season, Cole?
Yeah, no, that's what I was sort of thinking. I think it has to be top four again, definitely, and that's where we want to be pushing. And I can't see any reason. I think we have to do it this year. Have to do it.
We have to. If we do it, it'll be great. But the targets are top four, which more or less means finish above Arsenal. That encompasses as one target. And the second target is to win a trophy.
You're right.
We'd be delighted with either. Would be even more delirious with both. In priority, of course, it's FA Cup. Then for me, it's Carling Cup, or whatever it's called these days, and then Europa. Not that fast until we get later on down the road. But even then, not that bothered unless Arsenal are in it or something. However, of course, Chelsea legitimised it last year by celebrating it like it was some kind of European Cup. So, you know, that's legitimised that. Arsenal's inclusion in the Carling Cup a couple of years back when they were banging on about how it's not Mickey Mouse, but then it is again, that it's not again, you know, that's legitimised that. So it's good, actually. All these, Chelsea and Arsenal have legitimised these trophies that we might now win, which is good.
Right.
For me, the priority is to win a trophy. Then it's top four because, you know, I love going to Wembley, and that for me as a Spurs fan, that's what it's all about. Although, obviously, watching European games next season would be fantastic, but oh my goodness, do we have to go through a whole season once again? And then at the death, you know, that's it. Oh, so I really don't want to do that again. But then again, I do, because that is what's exciting. You know, a lot of people want it all wrapped up by Christmas. But that's not the way we're going to be again. Well, I think we'll go right down to the last game. And all this, you know, we have to rely on others. Well, everybody has to rely on others, don't they? You know, we're relying on everybody beating Arsenal each week. We're relying on lots of things happening. So, you know, that's blown out of proportion. I think this whole Spurs have to rely on other teams. Everybody has to rely on other teams, don't they, to get
results. That's true.
It's a bit silly, that one. So, what are your thoughts on who's going to win the league, Carl?
I personally think Man City would probably be the team that would be up there this year. I think Chelsea are obviously going to be very, very strong as well. Man United is going to be interesting, isn't it? It's just, you know, if they lose Rooney and if they don't bring in, you know, a big marquee signing, you know, the rumblings will start there. They've got a really difficult start. But I also honestly believe, Steve, if we keep hold of Gareth Bale and he's ready to play for us, and maybe with even another addition, there's no reason why we can't be up there fighting as well. You know, we've now got to start, you know, believing that we are a top team. And you know, why not? Let's just give it a go. Give it a go.
Because of injuries and our luck, we won't win the league. But if we've got 1-11, we've got the best 1-11 of anybody. You know, we just have got a fantastic balance to the side, right from the goalkeeper all the way through. You know, and Soldado is a fantastic striker, as good as anybody, I presume, on his game. You know, other players, if they turn up, like Adebayor, he can contribute. If Defoe fancies getting his shooting boots on. And, you know, these are all fringe players we were talking about, you know, because our midfield is as good as anybody's. But I can't see that happening all through the season, so that's why I think we'll just, you know, it'll be fourth or fifth again. I'd love to get to Wembley. That would be fantastic, even if it's the Carling Cup. You know, that would be a great day out, and if we could win a trophy and you know, win two in 9 years when Arsenal haven't won anything, that would be amazing.
That would be great.
You know, that'd be great. I think that Chelsea are going to win the league by a mile. I think they've got a great team, and I think Mourinho will have them ship shape, and I think they'll win it. You know, I think they'll win it with about three games to go. I think Pellegrini will be the first manager out, because don't forget, one of the top five or top four sides, if you like, someone will be fourth by Christmas, and I think it'll be Man City, and I think Pellegrini will go. Or whoever, you know, Moyes, if he's fourth at Christmas, he might go as well. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's exciting. We'll see what happens. You know, we'll talk next week about, you know, when we've lost our first game and it's all doom and gloom. And, you know, don't forget we spent $50 million already, which is the second biggest, highest. You know, that's no change, because we normally spend a hell of a lot of money. And hopefully, you know, we'll keep these players fit, and we'll have a good one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I say, I'm really confident. I think it's going to be a really open Premier League this year. And, you know, if we have a season like we did even last year, Steve, and a great roller coaster, some massive ups and some big downs, you know, we can't complain.
Yeah.
You know, it's about enjoying it, and, you know, fingers crossed, we so deserve to be up there.
Yeah.
You know, And why shouldn't we go, as you say, the Carling Cup, like that's a trophy that we can definitely win.
Yeah.
You know, let's go for it. What's your feeling, sorry, Steve, before we wrap up on the Europa League? What do you think we should do this year?
Play our second string, not third string, not juniors, just play our second string. You know, Defoe will play in those games, and because Soldado will be our main striker, you know, if we're not going to play two, you know, so we've got a good second string, Sigurdsson, all these other players. But no way slinging our first team for these games.
I agree. better to go for the Carling Cup than go for all these games in the Europa League, travelling halfway across the world, you know, to possibly go out in the quarter-final stage.
Yeah. I'd play a very strong side out of the Champions League. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Definitely go for Carling Cup and FA Cup, massive priority, and, you know, battling for up for that top four.
Yeah, so just finally, I think if we keep Bale, we'll finish third. If we don't keep Bale, I think fourth would be great, but realistically probably fifth again. You know, but all exciting, we'll see what happens.
It definitely is. I just hope that Gareth Bale, well, it probably is going to rumble on till the last day of the month. The only big difference I see this time around is we play Arsenal that day.
Yeah.
We play Arsenal on the 31st of August, and to me, you know, our Spurs want to still be rumbling about Gareth Bale going on whenever they've got such a big game. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. But wouldn't it be great if he would just come out, and if he is staying, just come out and say.
He's being professional, isn't he? He's fine. He's being professional. Yeah. I think Real Madrid should actually say, by watching them in pre-season, I think they should say, do you know what? We're good at the moment. You don't want 80 million? Fine. We'll keep it in our back pocket and, you know, we'll see what happens. That's what I would do if I was Real Madrid. Anyway, mate, we've got to go. You know, we'll speak next week and, you know, hopefully we've got 3 points. But, yeah, draw's not too bad. We'll see how we get on.
Yeah, I'd say 3 points in the bag and myself top of the Fantasy Football League. What a weekend.
All right, mate. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Taking Spurs for granted. When you're close to something you love, you sometimes take it for granted. It's only until you move away that the need for your love again is wanted. The more you travel, the more it hurts, just to be at the lane again. Just one more time to soak it all in, the feeling you get before a game. The feeling of having no sense of control, that maybe your voice can drive us on. The urge to jump on the big bird with wings to come home to the place where you belong. The frustration when you hear others boo your great love, the intensity just sat there at home. Tottenham only grows stronger inside, no matter where you wander or roam. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, they say, and I believe this statement is right. Whatever flag you now pledge your allegiance, your colors remain glorious and white. Support like you can't support no other, because elsewhere someone wants to be in your shoes. Many feel the glory from some far-off lands, but support loyal and proud when we lose. Canada says, come on, you Spurs!